It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, and that is Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program at 10:43 in the morning on Thursday, August 29th, 2019, the 14th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina decimating Biloxi and the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
And this morning, folks, it was a beautiful ceremony over at Nativity. All of the firefighters, policemen were there, and the priest and the children. It's truly a very spiritual moment, and what a way to pay homage to something that's part of our history.
Oh, it is. It really
and
is.
They were a big part after the storm, you know, providing areas and place for storage and stuff like that.
Yeah, Nativity Elementary School. The city pretty much commandeered that with their cooperation where they were doing a lot of cooking out of their kitchen. And as Cecilia said, it became a logistical focal point because it was right there adjacent to the Lopez Cue Public Safety Center.
And the funniest thing, Vincent and Celia, the priest said to the children, you know, they're innocent and so wonderful. He just, among his commentary, he says, and also children, remember that we have one of the safest schools on the coast, referring to the fire and police departments right behind them.
Right, so in the shadow.
Yeah.
So right now on our municipal TV channel on BTV, we're showing a host of Katrina programming, and one of the things you want to remember is to tune in. It's going to be today, Thursday, and on Friday at 7 and 10 in the morning and at 7 and 10 at night, you can see Katrina in Biloxi, which was the documentary the city did right in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Showed you before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm from the viewpoint of a number of residents of Biloxi, a number of business owners, a number of community leaders, as well as Mayor Holloway and our police and fire chiefs. Yes? I thought you had something important to say. Also, there's Katrina Plus 10, the Katrina Plus 10, which is the 10-year reboot of where we stood and an update. And then we have just a number of video vignettes from Hurricane Katrina that are showing throughout the day. And the way you can find out about all of that is go over to our website. Cecilia, we've had a number of people who have said, you know, I think it's great you have a TV channel. I think it's great you called it BTV. But I don't get Sparklight. I don't get UVerse. And I don't live in Biloxi. So it does me no good.
But it does. You can go online to our website, biloxi.ms.us. And click on one of the sliders on the homepage, or just go to biloxi.ms.us/BTV/, and you can get the a live feed of what is showing on the BTV channel and a listing, a schedule of what is to come up.
Yeah, so the TV channel is now essentially worldwide, so you can tune in to see what's happening. So we got all the Katrina stuff going on today. We're also showing Are You Ready, our storm preparation outreach program that has just a wealth of information from a different, a diverse group of people. You had Department of Marine Resources there. You had our disaster chief, Rupert Lacey. You had the police department. You had Hurricane Hunters. You had John McFarland of the Red Cross. You had Salvation Army. Anything you wanted to know about how to prepare for a storm, you can see it right there on BTV, and we encourage you to go over there and check that out. Margaritaville got its permit this month, so that's going to be leading the new wave of development that you're going to see. The permit for Margaritaville to build its amusement park and parking garage was a $6.5 million permit. That will be one of the largest permits of this year. However, we also have upcoming building permits for Community Bank's new downtown presence here in Biloxi. We're really looking forward to that. You're going to be seeing some announcements coming from the much-discussed district on Howard Avenue. And there's talk of a new casino resort at the former site of Margaritaville off of Fifth Street. These are all things that we're going to be seeing come forward to get their building permits. You're going to see a new wave of construction here in Biloxi. Cecilia, what do you have to contribute to the program today?
Well, I do have a question. Wasn't there something on the council agenda this past week about the rail crossings?
Yes, there was. Very good topic. Very timely, too. What's happening is the city of Biloxi is formally notifying CSX that we are closing that crossing over at Nixon Street. We're closing Nixon Street, we're closing Delaney, and there's one more that escapes me right now. There's six of them totally that are closing. This goes back to 2014 when this process first began. And the first thing the city did was they looked at all the crossings, they looked at the volume of traffic that went across those individual crossings. They looked at the number of accidents we've had there. And the city also looked at what type of connecting streets that we can have. The connecting streets would make sure that we did not create any dead-end roads. Everybody knows that we have too many crossings in Biloxi. Everybody wants to see crossings closed, but they don't want to see their crossing closed. And we understand that, and we're making sure not to make any dead-end streets, but we're moving forward with that. The big goal here originally the big goal was to create an environment where we could have a new crossing down at Pine Street for the extension of Pine Street, and the other one was Pops Ferry. We wanted a new extension there for whenever we moved southward with Pops Ferry down the Highway 90. But to do that, what we needed to do was see what we could do to close some of the other crossings. This issue became a massive public safety issue whenever we had the charter bus being hit by the freight train at Main Street. So it was at that time that the city really pressed forward, and the big focus has been on getting these closed and doing what we can to make them safer.
Speaking of railroad, just a caveat or a subtext here. Just keep this in the back of your mind when you're crossing. It takes a freight train going only 40 miles an hour. It takes them a mile to stop. Just thought I'd mention that. Put that in perspective, so don't play chicken when you're crossing.
Yeah, it's at 40 miles an hour. And here, I think they've generally gone like 20 to 25 miles an hour, which means it's still going to take them a half a mile.
But that's why they have the crossing lights and the arms. Where there's no arms, there are lights, and when there are, there's a reason.
Right, and if you don't see any type of device there, there's usually a stop sign. The other big thing that we keep pointing out over and over, this was on the agenda for Tuesday. The day before, on Monday, an 18-wheeler became lodged, stuck atop the crossing at Nixon Street, ironically. Nixon is like two blocks away from Main Street where the tragedy occurred so long ago, well, a year and a half ago.
May 17.
Never mind. So the big thing is this. There is a level of personal responsibility. It is the responsibility of the bus driver, the truck driver, the RV driver to know that if they see a sign that says low clearance at this crossing, don't go there. Don't go there. The other thing to remember is that there are a number of them that it is prohibited for a truck or an RV. You will be ticketed if you tried to do that. And it gets back to personal responsibility. Do you agree?
I do, and just like you said about the lights, the signs are there for a reason. It says low ground clearance, no buses or trucks or whatever it says on there.
The other people in East Biloxi are going to tell you, well, yeah, that sounds all nice and cool to use another crossing, but I can't get to the other crossing because you've got all the roads screwed up in East Biloxi. We are relieved to be able to report that there were only six, and who would have thought this would be a reason for celebration? There are only six roads in East Biloxi that are still needing to be paved. And quite frankly, we got it down to, I think it's down to four now. Those roads are, they were Parker Street, which has its initial coat on it, Lemieux Street, north of Division, which they're putting it down now, Elder, Raynor, Cuevas, south of Division, Forest, and Benaki. That's it. It's just those half dozen streets that still need asphalt. Oscarinda crews are continuing to work, and their goal is Thanksgiving. They've been saying November or December. We're going with Thanksgiving, right there in the middle, and we think it's very fitting. So we want to remind people, please remain vigilant when you're in the construction area. Still got a number of workers out there, and south of the railway, you've got Hemp Hill Construction making really good progress. The video to see this firsthand, to see the detailed maps, right there on our city website. Go over to the right and click on Restore Biloxi. Okay, Cecilia, what else?
Well, the summer, the school year is back in, so a lot of coal schools have football games coming up at home and away. We also have Biloxi XL by 5 has started back again since the school year has started, and they are requesting that any parent and child that wants to participate in the Biloxi XL by 5 interactive rooms, now this is for ages 5 and younger, that they have to go to an orientation. They're required to go to an orientation because things change in the rooms each year, and they want to make sure that the parents and caregivers are acclimated to what is going on in the room. The next orientation is going to be September the 3rd, which is Tuesday, from 10:30 to 11:45 a.m. Then Wednesday, September the 4th, from 9:30 to 10:45 a.m. And then Thursday, September the 5th, from 10:30 to 11:45 a.m. Now, this is at the Lopez School off of St. John Avenue. And again, it is required to attend any of the interactive rooms.
Excellent. Anything else happening like this weekend? Do you have any clue?
You want to create something?
Yes. If you go to the front page of the city's website, click on Weekend Preview over there, and there's a large list of myriad activities taking place this weekend.
And one thing that's coming up next week on Thursday, September the 5th, from 4 to 6 is the groundbreaking for the new location of Community Bank. Now, that's going to be where the old courthouse was. And if you have been watching some of our BTV videos, you will see a video of the courthouse being torn down. And this is where they are going to build the new Community Bank at the corner of, is it Lemieux and Main?
Lemieux and Main, directly north of, in Lemieux and Howard, too. Directly, Lemieux and Main, I don't think they intersect. They're parallel streets.
Is it in between?
Between them, yes. This is going to be significant for downtown Biloxi. Mm. They are constructing a building that has been designed to meet the architectural standards and the look and feel of old Biloxi from downtown, something that Mayor Gilich has just been pushing and pushing and pushing since he installed his parquet dance floor, also known as Howard Avenue. He's got a big conference in town, doesn't he?
He does, and he is going to mention a little bit of that Howard Avenue parquet dance floor. At 1:20 today at the Golden Nugget, Mayor Gilich is speaking at the Coastal Transportation Summit. It's a regional summit, and it's going to have a lot of officials there, a lot of people gathering just to let people know about
all of the issues that we face right now, and one of them that you're seeing being pushed hot and heavy, I think primarily by Gulf Regional Planning Commission right now, is this thing we've talked about a long time, East-West Corridor, and it would run somewhere along the railroad tracks, and it would be able to connect you all the way from East Biloxi, going all the way over, I would hope, to Highway 49, but nobody, you know, you can hook up with Pass Road at some point there. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of planning that needs to go into that, and it's going to be a massive endeavor that is much bigger than any one city.
Speaking of transportation, are we still on a hold pattern as far as passenger service on trains?
As far as I know, they're still moving forward with that. I don't know what the status is. We need to get Cliff Kirkland, our point man on dealing with Amtrak down here to discuss that soon, and any evolution towards the move towards steam engines.
And that's something that's very important. I have a group of people that may be going down to that transportation rally at Golden Nugget with posters. Give us our steam, but most people won't understand it at all, but it'll be something to do.
Full steam ahead.
Right.
And one thing I want to mention, this past Sunday, we inducted 13 members into the Biloxi Sports Hall of Fame. The inductees are going to be listed in the September newsletter, which will be going out in the next day or two to all Biloxi addresses. And, of course, it's also posted online on our website at biloxi.ms.us. But all those inductees will be listed on there, and we will have a video that will be showing the induction ceremony that took place at the Civic Center. It will be online, of course, on the City of Biloxi's YouTube page and on BTV.
What we're going to be doing, by the way, when this premieres on BTV, we're going to have the best entertainment-filled 1 hour of this 3-hour production.
So. You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Greel. This is William Sackett speaking.
That thing went on.